You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Our show is about technology and healthcare today, and let's stick with the topic of assessing risk. Would you be willing to let researchers take a peek into your brain to see if they detect changes that are often an early sign of Alzheimer's? Would you really want to know? People across the country are participating in a study that reveals whether or not they have high levels of amyloid. That's a plaque that can build up in the brain and potentially destroy thinking and memory. The end game here is to see if an experimental drug that clears that plaque can prevent dementia. But first, scientists need to figure out which people have that plaque buildup. Tanya English followed one study volunteer as she took this test and got her answer.
Elizabeth Mosier says it's just something that she wanted to know. The first step is an injection.
I hope you find a good vein.
Yeah, we'll make a real tight fist. I get to use a small needle, so usually it's
a drug with a low level of radiation travels through her blood and lights up amyloid plaque in her brain.
So what I'm going to do is start an IV and flush it, and then I'm going to inject the dye, flush that through, take it out, and then you're just going to relax in here for...
It's not a big deal. It's just like going to the doctor's office and getting a blood test. Didn't even hurt.
I'm Elizabeth Mosier. I'm a retired Foreign Service officer with the State Department, and I'm retired in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania.
Is this something that you're worried about? I don't think most people go around thinking, oh, what if I have amyloid? You know, tell me a little bit about it.
No, I'm not really worried about it, just kind of curious. It's one of those things. I think it's probably my biggest fear as getting older is to have Alzheimer's. On the other hand, it's a very kind of affliction to have because you don't really know that you've got it. So in that sense, it's kind, but it's also a burden on the people who need to take care of you.
Mosier climbs onto a PET scan machine, and it creates 3D images of her brain.
I'm going to lie you down on your back, and we'll bring your head up this end. Feet down that way. I'll get a cushion from underneath your knees, okay?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Now, this will take about 20 minutes.
Okay.
So like I said, you just hold real still. This will scan in and out. It doesn't make a lot of noise.
It's not something that people get tested for on a regular basis. So this PET scan is really quite valuable. It's a good gift. I'm interested to know what my amyloid level is, especially since I had two people in my family who had Alzheimer's. My Aunt Catherine was one of the most intelligent women that I had ever known. The last time I visited her, before it was discovered that she had Alzheimer's, she kept asking me the same question over and over again. Then a few weeks later, I found out that she had been shopping and got lost and couldn't find the exit. I do not want to be an armchair granny. In my lifetime, I've had various physical problems, but the more I move and the more I do things, the better I feel.
Yep, so the following questions are about common tasks and activities such as shopping, planning, and meeting with friends.
At the beginning of the study, a research assistant has everyone fill out a questionnaire.
How often do you have difficulty preparing a meal for yourself or others?
The volunteers also play games on a computer tablet to test their short-term memory. As pictures of playing cards flash on the screen one by one, Mosier has to click if she's seen the card before.
So I'm going to hit start test for you.
Press yes if you've seen the card before in this test. Press no if you've not seen it before.
About 2 weeks later, the PET scan is ready, and Elizabeth Mosier is back to hear her results. If she has amyloid plaque buildup, that means her risk for Alzheimer's disease is high.
I'm nervous. Because if I don't have it, that's a relief. And if I do have it, there's a treatment that I might be part of. So in either way, it's a good thing to know. I'm excited to find out.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are they testing you nonstop?
Yeah, I like it. It's fine.
Had a scan? Any problems with the scan overall?
No.
No problems with the scan. So we do have the results of your scan. And the results did not show that you have plaque in the brain, elevated plaques in the brain at this time.
So this is all pretty routine for the doctor. He moves on to talk about next steps and logistics. But for Elizabeth Mosier, it's a big moment.
I was holding my breath. I'm so happy.
I'm very happy for you, too. Yes,
thank you.
It's good results.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
What will you say to your husband?
Ha ha, no problem. Congratulations, we go out to dinner tonight.
69-year-old Elizabeth Mosher getting good news after a brain check at the Drexel Neurosciences Institute. Tanya English reported this story. Mosher will now join the control group for a big national study testing an experimental Alzheimer's drug.